healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Isn't this possibly tied into the fact that we have a president that's constantly fomenting rage against reporters? I mean, is it possible that there's some connection here?
We have a...
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Well, Montana, a special election got really special late yesterday, when the Republican, who is supposed to be, you know, easily able to beat his Democrat opponent, Greg Gianforte, got into an altercation with this guy, Ben Jacobs of The Guardian, which is a British publication, a website, and now charged with misdemeanor assault. And you know, think of Montana politics, and you don't think of, I guess, people getting into this type of, ruckus with each other. But, you know, tempers are flaring. People seem very raw in general about politics. And we thought we would actually speak to someone who was there and witnessed it, who's a fantastic reporter, by the way, and just one of the many great reporters we have at Fox News. But Alicia Acuna is with us now. She was there with her crew, and she was in the process of interviewing the candidate when this other reporter came into the room, I guess uninvited, and started asking questions. Alicia, it's great to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Tell us what happened. You were there. You saw it all.
Sure. So we were in at the Gianforte campaign headquarters in Bozeman, where he was going to be holding a barbecue for volunteers there. It was a public event, well known to the media because they blast out this information. We were setting up for a prearranged interview with him in a room that was right next door. Mm-hmm. And as we were setting up, when I say we, I mean our photographer for Fox News, Keith Raley, and field producer, Faith Mangan, Mr. Gianforte came into the room, introduced himself, and we just started talking about just restaurants to go to in Bozeman and life in Bozeman in general. And a couple minutes into that conversation, Ben Jacobs with The Guardian walked in with an audio recorder and put it up to his face, no different than you would see anybody else do in any other situation.
Right.
You see this on Capitol Hill all the time, starts asking him questions. Question specifically was his response to the CBO report on the Republican health care bill. And Gianforte said that he would talk to him later, trying to brush it aside. And then Jacobs continued and asked again, said, you're not going to have time later, and pressed him again. And then at that point, that is when Gianforte grabbed him with both hands on the neck, the top part of the body, grabbed him, moved him over to the side and slammed him on the ground, jumped on top of him and started punching him and saying,
where did he punch him, by the way? I just want to really get this. Where was he punching him?
Yeah, it looked to me like it was maybe on his shoulder or head area because he was on his side.
Mm-hmm.
He was slammed. Jacobs was on his side. And I was 2 feet, maybe 3 feet from me to the two men. And there was a table, a regular like picnic type table, plastic table in between us. And so that's what I was able to look over and see it. I mean, it was right there. This was not a big room. We were not in a big room. And at that point, Jacobs got away from him. And
did he fight back at all, Jacobs, or did he probably just was shocked?
Not that I noticed. Yeah. And I will say, we were in shock. I mean, talk about something so out of context. You know, because we you cover rallies and protests and you you have a sense that, okay, maybe something could get weird, but not here. I mean, this was so, we were in shock, and there have been
Don't worry, Alicia. We're not expecting you to like jump on top of Gianforte and like take him out. Okay. I mean, yeah. That would be in a movie, but we're not expecting you to go above and beyond here. You're just there to get some questions answered as well. I have a question. When he walked in, when he barged into your event, was the door closed and he walked in, or was the door open?
No, he just walked in, and it wasn't even clear to Keith, our photographer, that this guy was another reporter. He thought he was with the campaign.
Was the door closed? I'm putting my lawyer's hat on.
No.
The door was open.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the door was open. It was half open, but okay. This was not a private setting. And it wasn't like he came in, opened the door in the middle of our interview. We were prepping.
We were just chit-chatting.
And then he walked in and said who he was immediately to him when he was asking the question. So.
Right, and there was initial reports that seemed to be wrong, that he was waving his recorder in front of Gianforte's face. And I think that's what the Gianforte's team initially said, that he was basically making a real pain of himself, right, which is what reporters tend to do in circumstances. But he was like waving the recorder in front of his face. Did that happen or no?
It wasn't, not really. It was so standard that
not a big deal.
It didn't seem aggressive to me in any way. Not a big deal. He was doing what we've all seen, just someone standing there holding their recorder and asking questions. I mean, sure, maybe it was it may have seemed obnoxious I've been a reporter for 23 years. So I'm used to seeing that, and it nothing about it stood out until Gianforte put his hands on Jacob. Mm-hmm.
And just another question. One of you guys said last night that he put his hands around his neck, which, as somebody who's done a lot of Taekwondo and self-defense, that might be not exactly right. And I'm not justifying, because I think Gianforte is clearly like has some kind of problem here. But was he trying to grab him by the lapels and throwing him down? Versus, you can't body slam someone by holding both hands on the neck. That's impossible. So didn't he grab him by near the neck and throw him down? I'm just asking.
You know, and I'm the one who said that. I saw both his hands go up, not around his neck like in a strangling type of way, but more just on each side of his neck, just grabbed him. I guess it could have been on his clothes. I don't know. I can't say that for sure. But he grabbed him and slammed him down.
Yeah.
But I understand this distinction you're looking for there.
When I first read it, Alicia, I'm like, I'm not trying to put you on the stand here, but this is what I used to do, so it's kind of fun to do it. But you know, you're in the heat of it too. You're just trying to remember. Geez, it happened like in 2 seconds. And so when people, he grabbed him by the neck, I'm like, wow, how do you body slam someone? Do you lift them by the actual, the joints? It's kind of weird. But then when did you get interviewed by the police? I assume you were interviewed by the police. When did that happen?
We were. What we did when everybody realized that things had gone severely awry, I told them, Mr. Gianforte and his press guy at the time, I said, we need a moment for privacy, and they left. So we were in that room, I would say, a good 15 minutes, and then we were told that the police wanted to talk to us because the door was closed, the shades were down because we had our own lighting. I mean, we were just in this room and kind of trying to figure out what to do, where things were going to go from there. And then they said that the cops were there. And then we went out, and we were with the and then we ended up going down to their Justice Center for formal interviews. So we were with the police probably about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Completely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 hours. The altercation lasted about, 22 seconds or something? I mean, 3 hours for the police?
Yeah, 42 seconds, that whole thing. Yeah, it's 3 hours. We gave initial statements at the event location. And then they had us go down for formal interviews one by one. Then we had to wait for whatever it is they did, and then they finally released us. There was also a news conference that was happening pretty close by, but we couldn't go to it, obviously, because we were all in a...
You were part of the investigation at that point. Did you ever get your interview, by the way? Most important, did you ever get your interview?
No. know, and that really is the part that ticks me off the most, right?
Oh my gosh, that is so annoying. Any sense today about how the voters are reacting to this, and the ones who haven't voted yet?
Yeah, a lot of people are appalled. Right. Well, yeah, and you bring up a good point, because folks have been voting here in Montana for the last 4 weeks mm-hmm. or so. So you have a fair amount of people who've already voted. The reaction we've been seeing is that people are appalled by the behavior. And then I think it's just going to depend on where they decide to go with this in terms mm-hmm. of who they want to represent.
Did Gianforte seem like he was irked or in a bad mood before Ben Jacobs came in? You know how you see some people are having a really bad day, they're stressed out. Did you notice anything about his demeanor that was off?
I did not. I'd never met him before, so I couldn't, you know, tell any different than what I had right in front of me. But they had just come. They've been traveling all over the state. They kind of walked in, and he and his Shane, his press guy, said, "Yeah, they've just been busy," but nothing looked off, felt off, or you know, agitated, and nothing.
And what do you think, what specifically triggered it? Was the second or third time he told him later and he wouldn't leave? I mean, it seemed like it went from 0 to 100 miles an hour real quick.
Bingo. That's exactly what happened. It was so fast, and it was one question and then a follow-up question and then bam. So it made us wonder, you know, have these two had something in the past and this is just what it's led up to. But from what I have heard Ben Jacobs say is that he has just kind of followed on the campaign trail, but they hadn't had a thing. You know, this wasn't part of some ongoing animosity between the two.
Yeah, it seems very... And
you hear in the audio, he...
Strange. Okay. How badly damaged were the glasses? I don't know why. I'm focused on the glasses. We're going to do a GoFundMe page just for the glasses. How badly damaged were they?
To replace his glasses?
Yeah.
He held them up, but I was looking more at his face because he was red and his hair was all messed up, and we were just
in shock.
Standing there.
But again, just to clarify, he didn't grab him by the neck with both hands in the way that initially was described. That's not quite accurate.
No, it wasn't like he grabbed him around the head. He had one hand on each side of his neck, so I guess. Yeah, he had one hand. But, I mean, it was the top of his body, right under his head. It was just, yeah.
Oh, I got it. I'm just doing the visual here about the WWF body slams. I haven't heard that word since WrestleMania. I haven't heard that. Oh, my gosh.
Body slam, I know.
Exactly. It's like all I know is I never want to be body slammed, at least not in that way. But I'm bummed. Alicia, thank you so much for.